Titus, a letter of Paul to Titus. You see this in Titus chapter 2 verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Praise God. The grace of God that brings salvation. Salvation for the souls of men. The grace of God that gives safety, peace, joy has appeared from heaven. You can hear this phrase here. It says that it has appeared. The salvation has already appeared. And the workings of this salvation, like we know, is to gather, redeem man from the lower places of the earth and gather man back into that one harmonious body of God. You see, in this letter, Paul speaks about the appearing of the great God and, you know, Savior Jesus Christ. You know, I want us to realize that this is more like the dawning of a new day where the eyes of understanding and, you know, are opened and man becomes suddenly aware, conscious of God's marvelous realm. So when you say the Lord appearing, Jesus appearing, it's everything that pertains to the Lord, that pertains to the invisible God of glory, being made manifest. See, and you begin to rediscover yourself interwoven, intertwined in this eternal system that is God's. Praise God. And that is the only salvation there is. See, to be gathered unto him, to be gathered unto the Lord. See, to be gathered unto that one life. To realize that one life, you see, that has been preached, that we've heard through our ears, that this gospel has brought to light in these last days. Praise God, living godly lives. Peter writes something similar. Peter, he says that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. That's what we are. A peculiar people. See it, that we should show forth the praises of him that has called us out of ignorance. See, out of darkness. Darkness, we're speaking of this world, this system that we live in. So when men walk ignorant of that one life that is embedded in the Son, praise God, that is the world, is darkness. And he has called us. He says that we who were not a people are being made a people. We've been made a people. We've now become a people of God. So when we walk among the nations in the vanities of our minds, absent from the reality of the eternal spirit, what Peter is saying here is that, you know, we are not a people, we do not exist. Our existence was just imaginary in that dimension. An existence that does not truly exist in the eternal mind of God. Where we put on all kind of identities, you know, in relation to a corruptible world in relation to things that are passing away. But thank God, because the salvation has appeared. I think this will give you food for thought. If you are still expecting somebody to appear again to announce a new thing to you, it will give you food for thought. If you are still expecting, you know, Jesus to come again and come and do a new thing in your life, you better think twice. So if you are still waiting for a physical trumpet to sound, you better think twice. Because that trumpet is that same voice that has announced, that has declared, that has, you know, revealed this great salvation to God, of God, this great salvation back to God. That is the trumpet voice that we have heard. So the grace has appeared. See, the Lord has spoken from heaven that this is my son in whom I well please. Hear him. See, to hear him as he testifies of your true eternal self. Hear him as he testifies of your immaculate, pure celestial state from the foundation of the world. Hear him. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. See, he's here to gather every man back into that state, into that one identity that we see appearing as the Alpha and the Omega in the book of Revelations. The Alpha and the Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. I am beginning and the end. I live forever. Praise God. That is you. God is giving a picture of every single man upon the face of the earth, and the reward for every man who can adhere to this gospel, any man who can lay hold on these precious truths, there is reward is to stand once more in that immaculate glory. The same Alpha and the Omega says that I am the Almighty. The same Alpha and the Omega says that I was dead and now I'm alive. Who was the one that was dead and now alive? It's all an allegory pointing to you as you lost out on this precious truth. In your dark hour, you combed, you know, the earth in ignorance, not knowing that you are that one that appears saying that I am the beginning and the end. That one whose face shines as the sun. Praise God. That one out of whom, you know, out of, you know, which his mouth came forth, you know, a double-edged sword. That one whose eyes were like flames of fire. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Who had a garment reaching up to the feet that represents you in your perfect, immaculate state. Praise God. And in that one dwells the fullness of God, the totality of God. Now, this is your great reward. This is your exceeding great reward. This is your crown. To stand in that place. Praise God. Because this grace that has appeared simply comes to build you up into this one man. See, build you up into this one man. Paul writes to the Ephesians that we may, you know, grow into the full stature of Christ. You can see growing into the full stature of Christ, or rather being conformed into that same thing that we are seeing. It's the salvation of the Lord. The salvation of the Lord is realizing yourself. That same light image, that one that stands upon God's eternal holy hills. Who shall ascend God's holy hill? Isn't that what is written in Psalm 24. Who shall ascend? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Everything, the elements underneath the sea, the elements on the earth, the elements in the celestial bodies, the elements both seen and unseen, are the Lord's. Everything, the fullness is the Lord's, and his glory fills all in all. He founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands, a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Praise God. Who shall ascend? You can see that ascending is all about awakening back into that, you know, this same immaculate light image that God is demonstrating to us today. Who shall ascend? Who shall ascend and stand in this holy place? You can see, when it says holy place, what are you holy? Is it about putting on scarves? Is it about not drinking there? Holy. What does it mean to be holy? Who can stand in this holy place? What does it mean? No. It simply means a place consecrated unto the name of the Lord. It's a place solely for the Lord and the Lord alone. Praise God. So you can see that to ascend back to that place, we must have forgotten, let go of what we thought our life was. Who can stand in this holy place? No man can stand there. It's not a place for a man. It's not a place for anything other than the Lord. Who shall ascend? Now you can understand the scene when, you know, Moses appeared before the burning bush, and the Lord told him that this is holy ground, take off your sandals. So in allegories, God is trying to show us how Moses had ascended. You see, he was upon a high hill, Horeb, when he came in contact with the Lord. And you can see from that moment onwards, Moses was transformed. There was a change. Actually, it was now God, that same presence in the burning bush, that was walking through, you know, what they call him, through Moses as he went into Egypt. Because Moses had ascended God's holy hill. Praise God. He had ascended that place, and he now appeared as the I am. I am that I am. Is that what the word says? That I am that I am is the pure light state of every being. Of course, to lay hold on that life, it means we must be prepared to let go of our own life. What we think we are. Let go of all the beliefs that we have accumulated since we entered into this world. Let go of all these things that relate to man's world by faith, and lay hold on that eternal life that never ends. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lay hold on eternal life that never ends. Who shall ascend? Who shall stand in the that realm of God? He says, those that have not what? Lifted their hearts or their souls to vanity or sworn deceitfully. Those who have pure hearts, a clean heart. What does it mean to lift up your heart to vanity? Speaking that those that can attend to this place are purely spiritual people. It's a spiritual nation, a spiritual people, a people that have, you know, that walks solely by the Spirit, who live by the Spirit. And of course, the Lord is the Spirit. The Lord is that invisible presence that is that fills all in all. The Lord is the Spirit. Praise God. It's all about an awakening from the reality that we are not carnal creatures. We are not terrestrial beings like we thought we were. Praise God. We think that we are physical beings. We think that we are born. We think that we are, how do I put it? We're earthly terrestrial beings, and we have kind of built a sense of belonging in this world. All that has to be put aside to inherit glory. Praise God. We must let go. That's why Jesus Christ says, anybody that loves himself more than me is not worthy of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Our walk day and night as we pass through this life is to keep ourselves in this knowledge. Keep ourselves in this knowledge through prayers. Some people will call it meditation. Some people call it, but keep yourself, abstain from the lusts of this world, from the complications, the entanglements in this world, by keeping ourselves in this knowledge, in this revelation. This is the only thing that ever matters. Every other thing is just, they look as though they are, but you see that they are gone. The man that we are sent back into that place of the blessing, which is actually the place of unlimited blessings, Paul says that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, every spiritual blessing means that everything that is God's is ours. Praise God. We who dwell in heavenly places, we who dwell in Christ, we who have let go by obeying the gospel and let go of our terrestrial, so that we can walk in unison with the heavenly host, with the eternal body of God, we now partake of a commonwealth, and that commonwealth is the glory of God. The commonwealth is the glory of God. Everything that pertains to God, the glory of God, is also ours freely. Praise God. We all partake of the totality of God's glory. In God's realm, there is nothing like hoarding. You don't hoard. You don't withhold anything. God gives and gives and gives everything. See, but to attain to this place, you can see that we cannot get there and hold on to a human life. We must let go. This is the immaculate life that was hidden from our sight in our descent into this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Very important. Who shall ascend God's holy hill? Who shall rediscover this place of glory? Hallelujah. I'll go down to verse chapter 24. This is Psalm. Speaking about those who will ascend God's holy hill. Those who will rediscover this immaculate state that we are preaching about. This is what the gospel is all about. Gospel is not about being religious. Praise God. The gospel is not about being religious. The gospel is not about acts. It's not about forming groups here and there, It's not about trying to do what outward show, whatever. The gospel first of all applies to you realizing this great truth. Know that I am God. Know that I am God. And besides me, there is no other. We must all be gathered back into this one identity. Praise God. We must all be gathered back into the Son, into God, into the spirit, they're all the same thing. Praise God. Know that I am God. This is your peace, your salvation forever. Know that I am God. It's not religious acts. It's not about doctrinal ways of praying, of baptisms, of, you know, of laying of hands, and, you know, many you know, rituals of tithes. All these are just things you just put yourself in bondage. Praise God. Those things will not draw you one inch to God's kingdom. Those things, in fact, hide the keys of God's kingdom from you. The key of God's kingdom opens the door to God's realm, so that you can be a partaker of God's world, God's life, everything that pertains to God right now. But religion will always act as a barrier, deceiving you of never-ending hurdles to attain to God. Don't be deceived. All you need to do is to know that I am God. Know that I am God in your prayers, in your meditations. Lay hold on this precious word that has come from heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have heard this word before and somewhere along the line you had a problem, you fell, you stand again and turn back to the stronghold. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. No matter how far away, no matter how grave your errors are, no matter how many times you fall and you stumble, know that I am God. In your stillness, know that I am God. Praise God. Know that I am God. And that revelation, that knowledge will make things, your path plain. It will repair every situation around you. Praise God. It would gather you back, keep you. Praise God, throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Let's go back. Psalm 24. This is a generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Praise God. Now, you know that he's talking here about you. You know he's talking about you. You who can hear truth. You who ascend God's holy hill. You who hearken to the voice of the trumpet to let go of the false and lay hold on the truth. You who are awake into his likeness. For it is written, I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake into your, you know, your likeness. So when you awake, you realize that you are God. When you awake, you realize that you are the King of glory. When you awake, you realize that I am that immaculate one. That one who shines as the sun. That one who lives forever. Praise God. And that is the King of glory. That is the one who passes through the gate of you know, the gate of the New Jerusalem. Praise God. Lift up, you know, your heads, all you gates. Amen. Lift them up. Praise God. Let the King of glory enter. Who is the King of glory? It's the Lord. Praise God. This is something that must be fulfilled in every man today. Hallelujah. Praise God. He that has a pure heart, a clean heart, that has not lifted up his eyes to vanity. You know, somebody asked me the other day, how do I purify myself? How do I purify? I've been trying for many, I fasted, I've done this, I've done that. How do I purify ourselves? Myself? The answer is simple. Stand still and behold his glory. Stand still and continue to hear the voice of the trumpet. Continue to hear and listen and listen and fellowship and listen and listen and look and listen. Because when, in actual fact, when you listen, what happens is that you are seeing the image of the Lord as you listen. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, when you listen, what you see is the image. First of all, when John, in the book of Revelation, before he saw the Alpha and the Omega, he heard the voice. So the Bible says he turned around to look at the voice. Now you see, when you look at the voice, when you hear the voice, actually it only shows you the image of the Alpha and the Omega. The voice doesn't come here to tell you how to pay tithes, how to make it the 10%, how to make deacons, how to make elders here, sit, how to ordain pastors, how to lay hands, how to put people inside water, how to sing this way, how to do the, you know. That is, when you hear the voice of God, it does not do that. Are you listening to me? When you hear that voice that Adam heard walking in the garden, what it does is to reveal the Lord. It declares the Lord. Because besides the Lord, there is no other. Are you listening? There is no other. Besides the Lord, there is what? No other. Let this thing sink into you. The voice of God doesn't preach any of those things that we see around today. When you hear the voice of God, it reveals the true living one from the foundation of the world. Praise God. And as you behold him with an unveiled face, what happens is that, you know, you are transformed into that same image. It is written that when John saw the Alpha and Omega, he was knocked off his feet. And I tell you, as you begin to behold this image, you can't but be swallowed up into that image. The unction, the anointing, the voice of the trumpet shows you that image, reminds you of yourself, because the image is yourself. See, it's the Lord of glory is yourself. The Alpha and Omega, that light being is yourself. Praise God. And it simply awakens you back into it. Oh, hallelujah. This is something that is very fundamental. You must understand this. Your purification is not by being religious. It's by knowing the truth. Knowing what the robber has snatched away from you in times past. Praise God. Knowing what, you know, you lost. That precious knowledge you lost when you started to say, I'm afraid, I am naked. Because if you know yourself, you will know that you are the one clothed in that light garment. Adam was deceived. That's why God says, who told you you are naked? Because God did not create any man naked, inglorious. God sees and knows only the one whose garments reach up to the feet, the Alpha and the Omega. He had a white garment reaching up to the feet. Even when the disciples saw him transfigure upon the high mountain, he had that same light garment that reached up to the feet. They're just a glowing garment, a garment that, you know, they say that no launderer, so white that they had never seen that kind of whiteness upon the earth. It talks of the immaculate, perfect unreproachable state of man, of you, the consciousness of pure light. Praise God, but you must ascend. Praise God, to receive, to know these things. Know that I am God. You must begin to recognize yourself that you are that one. When you know yourself, you begin to know that you are clothed in garment. You are already perfect. You are already righteous. You don't need any other thing but to know the truth. And walk in this truth right now by faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. The message to the church in Sardis, which is the fifth trumpet. Praise God, says that those that overcome will walk with me in white. Because who are those that overcome? The message states it clearly. Those who are watchful. To be watchful is to be awakened to reality. When you are awakened to the reality, you begin to know your true self. That you are perfect as He is perfect. You begin to understand your true spiritual nature. You begin to understand, you know, the oneness of the Godhead. Praise God. These are white, pure white garments, not stained with flesh. Flesh talks of the human reasoning, the carnal reasonings. These are the things that stain this consciousness and deceive man into thinking that he's not perfect. You are perfect. You are righteous. The way is the way you are. No matter how many times you fall, no matter how many times you make mistakes in this dimension of time and space, now in this world that we're living, where things change, no matter how many times you stumble, it can never change who you truly are. Are you listening? So shake yourself from the dust and receive this free gift of righteousness. Receive this knowledge right now, wherever you are. Know that I am God. And as you begin to know these things, as you realize this, is, as you are awakening to this reality, a gate is open. The gates are being drawn open for you to enter into God's marvelous kingdom, God's realm. A realm of delight, peace, joy, harmony. Praise God, no more bitterness, no more hurt, no more pain, no more sorrow. Joy unspeakable. Streams of living water, laughter. Oh, hallelujah. Unfeigned faith. Praise God. That same faith that, you know, walked in the, you know, in the invisible to bring forth this element in this world, you begin to rediscover it once more. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. This is the salvation that has already appeared. You don't need to run around anymore from one evangelist to the other, one television evangelist to the other, church to another. Lay hands, this one lays hands on you today, the other one lay hands on you today, this one gives you a prophecy today, the other one gives you a prophecy today. Prophecy has to cease, because the fullness of all prophecies is seen in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Are you listening? Forget prophecy. You don't need any man to prophesy about you. You don't mean a soothsayer, you know, coming in the name of being a prophet or a Christian to tell you something that will happen or will not happen. What you need to do is to turn back to your God. Are you listening? What you need to do is to hear the voice of truth, and you will realize that the totality of blessings embedded in God remain yours also. All that I have is what? It's yours. You don't need anybody to prophesy to you. Are you listening? You don't need anybody to prophesy to you. You don't need anybody to forecast something for you. Because what is coming ahead for you will always be good. Will always work out for your good. Because what? Because you are a child of God. You are the son of God. All things work out for your good. All things work out for your glory. All things work out for your peace, your perfection. So you can rest in God, knowing that all things are what? Are perfect. Are you listening? All you need is to know the truth. And to set you free from all this manipulation and torments from men. President, over the years, I've met people who are really gifted. Now, I'm talking of prophets who are really gifted, who really had the anointing and who could really see things and all of that. But I discovered that all of them along the line, they tend to want to abuse that gift, particularly when they are not enlightened. They want to abuse that gift and use it to manipulate others. Praise God. Somebody will ask me now, that is the gift from the devil? Let me tell you, there is no such thing as devil gift. The gift and calling of God are without repentance. So you can tap out of the gift within you and not walk in the reality of the fullness of Christ. I listen. Praise God. Because no matter what a man does, remember that that thing is always in him. I listen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can imagine everybody walking in harmony. You can see that these gifts are meant to make, to comfort us and, you know, guide us on, you know, to assist the body of Christ while they are here on this pilgrimage on the earth here. Hallelujah. Not to be abused. Hallelujah. Praise God. The only prophecy you need is that one that has been revealed finally to the mankind without shadow of doubt. That is to know that the way he is the way you are. To see yourself perfect, shining as the sun. That is your salvation. There is no other salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who we are sent? God's only here. Those who can hear the truth and adhere to the truth. Praise God. Now this kind of thing needs prayers, continuous prayers, because when you are in the midst of this earth, you still meet, you still contact people, isn't it? And you still have interactions with men. So it needs a lot of wisdom and it needs a lot of, you know, that's why Jesus Christ, you see at times when the disciples wake up in the morning, they discover he is gone to go and pray on a high mountain. See, the secret of the success of Jesus, not because he was a good man, religiously good, the secret was that he was able to maintain that knowledge that I am the Father are one. He was able to maintain that knowledge that this world that we live in is a temporal world that is passing away. He was able to maintain that knowledge that he was one with the eternal Godhead. He was able to maintain that knowledge that I am God. See, that knowledge is easily suffocated or snuffed out of men. You know that? As you go about entangling yourself with the meddling affairs of men, it's very easy to have that knowledge snuffed out of you. That's why you need real determination and continuity. It's a life of prayers, a life of dedication, of meditation. Praise God. Because the things on the outside in the world will try to seem to choke this revelation. That's why Jesus Christ gave the parable of the sower. You know, some of the seed actually try to grow. Now, these are people who have heard the word, who have understood the word, this message of God's eternal kingdom, who have understood the mystery of godliness, but they are able to bear fruit because at times the seed is chopped up among rocks, among thorns, cares of this life, cares of for riches, persecution, all these things try to, you know, suffocate the reality of the pure, immaculate spiritual life that you are. But you must stand firm. You must be strong. Hallelujah. Praise God. And lay hold on this eternal life. Praise God. Lay hold on it firmly as you go about your life in this world. Learning to forgive one another. Even the brethren at times we stumble against one another, isn't it? We make mistakes. Praise God, but as you exercise yourself more and more in godliness, exercising yourself in the mystery of godliness, you see, there is ever greater awareness and consciousness of this real thing that we are speaking about. So you can realize this beautiful life. I've seen it. I've known it. I've tasted it. I know it. It's real. It's beautiful. It's beyond words. You know, some Italian brethren tried to ask me, how was it in paradise? How was it in the third heavens? How did you experience? And you know, I was foolish enough to try to explain it to them. Because you cannot explain such things. You can't explain heaven to any man in this world. You can't explain it. All you can say is joy, is peace, is love. That's all. You can't explain the sensation. You can't explain it. There are not words that you can put in a book. You can try, but you cannot fully explain these things. So I only made a fool of myself trying to explain it to them, and I only complicated issues. Hallelujah, praise God. That's why we should be wise when people throw questions at us. It's not everything that you answer. You know that at times you have to be wise. Praise God, there are certain things that are not answerable with words. Are you listening? Praise God. So we thank God for this great salvation that has appeared. Hallelujah. This is what we are hearing today, is things that people have looked for ages and never found. Praise God. But today is brought to light through the gospel. Hallelujah. Everything has been brought to light through the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Things hidden from the foundation of the world, things hidden from the comprehension of men. Kings have come. Great men have come. Philosophers have come. Religious, pious men have come, searching for this great pearl. This pearl of great price, this knowledge, but they never had it. But today is given to us freely on a platter of gold. Let us be grateful to God. Let us be grateful to God. Thank you, Eternal Spirit. Thank you, Eternal Spirit. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be exalted, O Lord. Hallelujah. In your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We exalt you, O God. Be thou exalted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you for this grace. The grace has appeared. The salvation of the ages has appeared. That salvation, that grace that is able to save men has appeared. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. The grace has appeared. And we are grateful. Thank you for your love, oh Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God, praise God. The Lord reveals something for you. You want to share with the brother? 1 minute.
Praise the Lord. As we were praying after the predication, the Lord showed me a crystal clear river with lilies. Real crystal. You could see the transparent from the bottom and the beauty on top of the river. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. A crystal clear river. Wow. With lilies floating on them. Oh, hallelujah. Who are those lilies? Eternal lilies of the Lord. The crystal clear river of life flowing from the throne of God. This is what we are partaking of today as we hear this good word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. To him that believe, out of his belly will flow this crystal clear springs of living water. Hallelujah. This is the river that flows in Eden, that flows through the New Jerusalem. God bless you. Amen.
Thou art exalted.